Blog Talk Radio.
Depending on where you might be listening in from, this is Julie Anderson, and I am your host for the Brain Lady, or this isn't the Brain Lady, it's Beth Lanner Show. This is the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Show, and I am very excited to be with you this morning. Once again, we have another wonderful guest to interview today, and I think you want to, I think you're going to want to listen all the way to the end. She has so much information to share. She's such a wealth of knowledge. We go back a few years. We originally connected a few years ago and then reconnected about a year ago. And I have just enjoyed getting to know this, my guest today. And guess what the topic is? Brain and body wake-up hacks for your peak potential. I love that. Brain wake-up hacks. Just what the brain lady loves. So we are looking forward to a wonderful, I am looking forward to a wonderful interview today on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Show. Before we get started and I welcome my guest, I just want to remind everyone, please listen in till the end of the program, because at the end is when you're going to find out how to get connected with Alex and also what fun things that she can offer those of you who want to connect with her more. She has products and free resources that she can get to you that can help you on your journey to wake up your brain and body to full potential. So stay on till the end of the program. That's also when I'm going to talk to you about how you can get more connected and more involved with the Women Entrepreneurs Network and just how we can get you going and support you, because at Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, we are the one-stop shop, the resource center for all things entrepreneurship, all things for women entrepreneurs. So we're women resources and success, and that's what we want to provide to you. So stay on to the end. You'll find out more about the podcast. You'll also find out more about how to actually come and meet with us in person or just virtually meet with us online. All right, so stick with me, and we will get to some of that fun stuff after our amazing interview with my great guest. So I want to welcome in Alex. Alex is a recognized and award-winning leader who is passionate about teaching entrepreneurs and everyday people how to play full out on purpose in all areas of her life, or of life, rather, and make their unique impact on the world without compromising amazing love, health, or lifestyle. To her, that is what she calls her sweet spot. She's the founder of Sweet Spot Power, and over the course of 22 years as an entrepreneur, Alex has trained, coached, and mentored a global community of thousands of entrepreneurs and everyday people in areas such as clarity of purpose, perfectly aligned business models, marketing, sales, high performance, and mastery. She has created multiple high-end private programs and powerful online courses and group programs. Ironically, as the co-author of Smart Women Embrace Transitions, she again is finding her sweet spot with a perfectly aligned addition to her passions, leading to the latest movement in age reversal and peak performance science, nutrition, and mental success sciences. Alex feels blessed to live in this gorgeous, she's up here in the beautiful Sierra Nevada foothills of Northern California with her husband, Rob, and one of their three daughters who still lives with them. And she is just ready. Her and her family are all ready to take on the world. So welcome to the program, Alex. Alex, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. You make me sound really good. It's funny. I'm like pacing around already. Excited. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. This is such an important topic, I think, especially for women entrepreneurs, because we have a tendency to get so involved in our businesses that we run ourselves ragged. We run ourselves ragged, and we can't reach our peak potential unless we put into into play some of these hacks that you're going to share today. Now, let's just start off. I always like starting off anyways with the just finding out what's your story, Alex. What brought you to this point in your life? And in particular, what is Sweet Spot Power, which is your business, and how does that represent you, and why do you do it?
Uh-huh. Well, okay, I'll give my story in a nutshell, because really it's this whole entrepreneurial journey that I started on, I want to say even a little more than 22 years ago, really began with makeup artistry of all things. It was such a simple transformation. At the core of everything I do is transformation, but just putting that makeup on and holding a mirror up to someone so they could see what they look like and have this delight that they had. I mean, it just gave me this hit in my heart that just said, oh, I like that feeling. And so that was kind of the start of just getting out and just making some business cards and doing something on my own. You know, I can say I had some trust issues from my childhood, and that entrepreneurial spirit just has always been with me. So that was my first kind of foot in. It elevated and changed over the years into nutrition, which was a much larger full-length mirror in the way people were feeling and how their bodies were changing, and helping people with major changes around their nutrition. It was a 4-week program. I opened my own studio. Then I became a fitness trainer and didn't want to count reps for people. So, just quick evolutions and quick changes. And then moving forward to that was building business with nutritional products, building team globally, and helping those people become successful. This was a network marketing model that really, really opened me up to speaking, to my own leadership, and so on. And then I went into just straight coaching, and that became online marketing and helping people to get really clear on their purpose and developing really, amazing aligned businesses that fit them, different types of models that were always in leverage so that they can do what they wanted to do, raise their families, have that freedom, because again, that's kind of how I was wired, working with my own tribe. That was always a perfect fit. So as you can see, there's just evolution after evolution. But a few years back, I found a turning point that I kind of went out of line and fell out of my sweet spot. So real quick, sweet spot is an alignment. It's a flow. There's so many different sweet spots we can find. We can find a sweet spot in our nutrition, in the way that we treat our body. We can find a sweet spot in the work we do in the world, along with purpose and values that are important to us. We can find all kinds of sweet spots. We want one, of course, with our family and our business and our own personal lives and our friendships. So there's different almost triads that you can put together, triads, that become sweet spots, right? So it's all about flow and ease and leveraging really what's in the highest alignment that makes things happen much more organically with less effort. So that's your sweet spot. And the power of that is so huge. It's so huge, especially for women, but we do get out of that. And so I got out of my sweet spot about a few years ago. And the model of being a solo coach, solopreneur online, it wasn't the right fit for me. I did all of the programs and I had all the leveraged stuff, but I was constantly tooting my own horn to try to differentiate myself in the marketplace in the coaching space. I mean, it was early enough. It wasn't quite as saturated as today, but it just didn't feel right to me. It was a really, really difficult model for me. And whereas the network marketing was a much better fit working with team. And so I ended up kind of just taking a little detour. And I took a job working with another coach so that I wouldn't have to do that tooting my own horn and work for him as, one of his top, I was one of his leading coaches. And that worked for a little while, but then he had a new passion and he started another business, pulled me into that. And next thing I know, a year and a half ago, I'm just like, this is not where I thought I would be. Do you all know that feeling when you're just like I even looked at my body. I wasn't moving my body the way I used to. I wasn't treating myself the way I was. I wasn't kind in my mind. I felt like I had really shrunken in terms of just playing a bigger game. And so I had to get realigned. And so everything I do inside of the sweet spot and sweet spot power and the model, every job that I've done, every business that I've created and different thing that I've taught, I had to reapply for myself to go from misaligned, not feeling healthy, not feeling mentally clear, not really knowing what my next step was, and playing small, to shifting all of that on a dime and becoming the top of my game again. And that's where my new site's going to be really, really taking people through a very simple process and hacking their way through that so it doesn't take a lifetime to do it. So that's what it's all about.
Oh, I love that. I love that because you hit the nail right on the head when you said that you had kind of had to listen to yourself. You had to listen to what you had been teaching, because we do that. Again, as entrepreneurs, we get so into, okay, I have to schedule my social media, I have to do the blogs, I have to prepare the speech, I have to do this, right. I have to do that, that we forget that we, what is it, doctor, take your own, listen to your own advice or take your own medicine or whatever, right?
Take your own medicine.
And literally, yeah, right? Take your own medicine. So we have to do that. And this is a really good, I'm glad that you brought that out, that you've gone through those ebbs and flows in your life, because for anyone listening, after this program, after you get these gems that you're going to hear on the program, take a minute, just take 2 or 3 minutes, take a deep breath and ask yourself, are you in alignment with what you are doing in your business and playing full out on purpose as Alex calls it? So think about that as we're going through this, and then take stock of that when the podcast is over. Now, Alex, with your broad and extensive background and business experience that you've just kind of shared with us, you've got a lot that you've done in your life, and you can tell that from the bio as well. How would you best summarize the core areas that you focus on when you are helping women?
This is so exciting for me because, like I said, I'm just rebuilding my site and putting some things together that really do fall into 5 main kind of verticals, if you will, under the umbrella of Sweet Spot Power. And people fall anywhere in these in terms of where to begin. The first one, again, not in any specific order, but body love is what I call it. Body love is all about really tackling the what's called TDOS syndrome, which is toxicity, nutritional deficiency, overweight, and stress. That cocktail of 4 things is keeping us in brain fog. It's keeping us mentally sluggish, out of, low energy. Certainly dis-ease in the body can be showing up in many, many ways, anxiety, depression, all kinds of different ways. Talk about stopping what we want to do in the world. And we are in a lot of ways telling ourselves stories that this is the way it is. I just turned 50 and I'm thinking, a year and a half ago, I'm sitting there going, I guess this is what it's going to be like. But then I thought, no. I actually changed Sweet Spot Power. My old tagline was purpose, passion, and profits for women entrepreneurs, basically. And I just wiped that clean a couple months ago. And my new little tagline is unapologetically ageless. And what does that mean? It means you get to that point. Again, sometimes don't you love that?
So I love it.
You get sometimes to a point in your life, and your body is showing you what's going on inside your mind and the way you're living your life. I kid you not, we didn't get this far in life and figure things out finally, right? Maybe through divorces and businesses and raising children and all kinds of things. We finally start to figure stuff out. Do we really want to break down now and not be able to bring that wisdom forth? No. That's where I say the buck stops here. We've got to just clean this up. And sometimes it really does start with body love. The second area are what I call age hacks. Now, age hacks really are any different, there's all kinds of different technologies and nutritional things, just small little things that actually reset the gene expression that we have, expressed through poor mindset, through poor eating habits, and that TDOS I was talking about. You can actually lengthen the tips of your chromosomes, which restores your DNA, and which is the potentiality of how your cells, every cell in your body, is going to express. Can you imagine what that can do, right? Talk about cleaning things up. And then there's also stem cell activation that can be done completely without injections, and that can reset genes to a younger age and go out and start cleaning up some of the mess. These are hacks that literally can turn the clock backwards and bring us new levels of clarity. So between the age hack and the body love, it's like waking up the brain and it's waking up the body getting rid of brain fog and fatigue, and just that to me is like the spark plug that then moves us to the next section. Quantum mind is the third. And quantum mind is all about getting vertical instead of working and pushing through time and space to get things done. You know how we decide we want to do something and then we just go about trying, like figuring out the how ourselves. Well, quantum mind is about getting still and in alignment, finding that sweet spot so that those inspirations come in, the synchronicities come in, and the how unfolds, and you develop a level of trust around that. How we think is how it is so critical about what we create in our lives. We have to really take 100% responsibility that our mind and our mindset is what keeps us in a loop that's either a downward spiral or that we can create a loop that goes into our new thoughts, new ideas, and new ways of showing up and getting still that bring an upward spiral. And that's what quantum mind is about. Let me just take a breath because I'm pacing around. I'm so excited.
I love that. Right up my alley.
The fourth.
Okay, four.
Good. There's two more. So the fourth is on purpose, just on purpose. I have a whole, just beautiful process to help you get in alignment with what matters most to you. Your North Star that guides you, but is not, it's constantly unfolding. You understand that life is an unfoldment, and the more in alignment we become, the less resistant we are to growth. Growth can happen so much faster. And when you're on purpose and you're living a life that is in alignment with your values, you bring much more joy. And the higher the vibration that you bring, again, from your body, from your mindsets, from, you know, some of these hacks, then your purpose just, it's almost like magic. That's the power part of Sweet Spot Power. It's like magic what starts to unfold for you and in ways that you never would have imagined. So when you have that flexibility to be able to, you know, as entrepreneurs, to be able to pivot and shift, but continue to follow the thread, and you know what that North Star is, and you know what matters to you that you're building into your days, that on purpose is so, it's really everything. Because if you're misaligned, everything becomes hard. And then the last is Power Biz. And Power Biz really is all about being an entrepreneur. It's about finding ways to leverage your time and your money, these resources that are most important to allow us to flow with the needs of our home and our children and our businesses and what we want to create, to have those resources. Because I'm telling you, if you are not wealthy, you are not healthy. And we know that that spin of not enough time, not enough money is what makes us sick. It's what puts our mindset into lack. It creates a downward spiral. And all of these things start to fall apart. We stop living our values because we put everybody else first. Things are out of whack. So that Power Biz is about finding another plan or a side gig or a network marketing opportunity that you can do along with your thing, something that can fill in the gaps and create the freedom that you need financially and time-wise to be able to live this kind of a life. So that's the five areas.
I love it. Now, where do you find, because you work with women and women entrepreneurs, where do you find that most wind up getting stuck in these areas? And how does that show up? How can you tell, if I know I'm off alignment, how do I know which one of these, where do most people
start?
Get stuck?
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would say you can feel it. Women are extremely intuitive in general. I'm a Cancer, so I'm even extra intuitive according to the astrology. But if you could just feel into your heart whether or not you're in a sense of alignment, you'll start to recognize most of it is in, you'll feel it most in the alignment of purpose, that you're not quite living that purpose. Maybe you started, but then somehow you found yourself a little off. But really, I think the core place that it all, the kind of the kingpin, if you will, or the linchpin is mindset. It's mindset. It's how we think. It's mm-hmm. learning mm-hmm. the cycle of what you believe creates what you think about, which creates the feelings, which creates the habits or the actions you take, which creates the results. And that 5% of the brain called the reticular activating system that looks for evidence of what you believe, looks at what you just created and affirms what your beliefs are. And if you can't change that belief in such a way that you start to have new thoughts and take new, you know, have new feelings and actions and so on, then you're going to continue down a spiral. So that's really, for a lot of people, the place to start. I mean, maybe not so much to start, but that's usually the big culprit is the way that they think. And so that's a big place to focus.
Yeah, I believe that 100%. I'm always telling people, look, your brain listens. Mm-hmm. So your brain, meaning that area of the RAS, all that subconscious level,
yep.
It listens to what you're thinking about and what your mind is saying. So you've got to be careful what you're telling it, because it's going to base how it motivates you as a person on what it's hearing you think. So very, very, very important. Now, you have a category called age hacks. How does that fit into this sweet spot power philosophy?
Yeah. Well, it's really kind of right around this mindset thing, because there's these hacks, these different technologies. One in particular I'm so excited about right now, within just a couple of days, and for some people even just hours, can literally open up the brain's clarity. What it's doing is it's resetting a bunch of genes to a younger state, and then it's also the body love too, some of these nutritional components. What they're doing is they're raising the body's master antioxidant called glutathione naturally. Okay, we're not taking glutathione. It literally is just activating this naturally inside of us. And that master antioxidant actually clears the gunk around, you know, your mitochondria, which is the energy producing part of the cell. And it also clears the gunk. So you have access. It's almost like your cells start to vibrate higher because they're less gunked up. And if you can imagine like just a sticky goo around every cell and trying to see how those are, you know, functioning and trying to communicate to each other, and that's what's making up all of your tissues and your organs and your brain. You know, when you can wake that up, shake it up, and clean it up, it's incredible what happens so quickly in terms of access to better thinking thoughts, access to new ideas, new alignment, really, because you can start hearing again. You know, it's like it literally wakes you up. And that's where those age hacks are, you know, in terms of like a first step, that's where I go, because it's such a simple way to wake people up. I had moved away from nutrition and these types of things for some time when I was doing my coaching, and it was just so much harder. And I realized that on the microcosm, it's really at the cellular level, and, you know, and at the really highest meta level, it's how we operate in society. It's like we're the cell and the organism is everyone and everything else. It's the same kind of thing. We need to raise our vibration, and it starts really at the cell. So I love that's what that whole category is about.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Now, you mentioned proven products and systems. Is that what you were pretty much just talking about? And what's your criteria you look for when you give recommendations to people?
Well, I didn't give recommendations for a very long time outside of a very high quality fish oil or, you know, specific things that I found that I did due diligence. And that's really what it is. If, you know, there's been some tests that have been done that are showing that most products, I mean, the vast majority of products do not live up to their label. What they say is in it is not actually in it, right? And so you don't even if you can figure out all the vast things that the body needs, you can't trust the label. So one of the first things I look for is, you know, like multiple levels of testing of raw ingredients for that, and then for, you know, all pesticides, herbicides, fungus, mold, anything like that, any contaminants that would further gunk us up and keep us kind of not awake at all, asleep. And then the third is the actual label. And so that's really important to me. Then also the integrity of the company, the history of the company, the formulator. You know, I want to know what their story is, because those pieces are important. You know, the intention that you put in anything that you say or write or create is infused in that thing that you say or write or create. And so if that formulator is greedy, egotistical, just trying to make a buck, guess what? You're going to end up with that kind of a product. So there's things like that that are really important. So I stand 100% behind the few things that I do recommend and the few companies that I stand behind. So,
got it. Now, I always like, I can't believe how fast the last 25 minutes have gone. It's just amazing.
Oh my gosh.
I love hearing what, I know, right? And I love everything that you've said. And for anyone who's listening, if you are anywhere in the Northern California area within a driving distance to Sacramento, guess what? You can hear Alex speak in person at our upcoming, we call it our Connections Over Coffee networking event that takes place the first Tuesday of every month in the morning. So this is next, this is happening next Tuesday, December 3rd at 9 a.m. in Roseville. And I strongly encourage you to connect with Alex after this. But if you can come meet her in person, that would be great. And we'd love to have you join us. Now, Alex, I always like to finish up my interviews by asking my guests, you've given such a wealth of information here. I can't wait to hear you speak on Tuesday. But what's that one thing, that your one piece of advice that you would like to give those women entrepreneurs that are listening to the program now?
I think that one piece of advice is going to be to develop a sense of stillness to strengthen your intuition so that you can feel stronger through your heart, through your solar plexus, through that center of your body, as you come to decisions, to ideas, to the right next thing to do, anything, is to put your hand on your heart and actually feel into it and don't think your way through it. Our minds are not to be trusted. It's true.
Oh, boy.
You can get very creative. But if we can just get still enough, quiet enough to hear the pull of purpose, to hear the inspirations and the ideas, to have the downloads. I'm looking at a board. I have goosebumps right now. It's covered in downloads and different things. The title of my forthcoming book, like everything that just unfolds, will happen in that still time. And so that, if that's one thing, maybe it's two. Stillness and listen to your heart.
Yeah, I love it. I love it because that goes along with what we said at the very beginning. You get so in, ladies, we get so involved in our business that we don't take that time. And I love that she says that, develop that sense of stillness, take that time to allow your brain or your intuition, as she says, you know, to really communicate to you what the next amazing thing is that you have to share, or just how you can refine what you already have. Well, Alex, thank you so very much for being on the show today. You were a delight to interview, and I can't wait to hear you speak next Tuesday.
Thank you so much. It was truly an honor. Thank you so much for calling on. I can't wait to see you next week, too. Thank you.
Awesome. And drive safe on your travels today.
Thank you.
All right. Now, for anyone who wants to, who can't be there next Tuesday in person, and you want to get in touch with Alex, send her an email at sweetspotpower@gmail.com. She is in the process of recreating that site, sweetspotpower.com, or upgrading it or adjusting it to align with her new direction that her quantum brain is telling her mind is telling her she needs to go in. So that is sweetspotpower.com, and you can reach her at sweetspotpower@gmail.com. So that's how you're going to stay in contact with her, and she'll be posting on her site all of her new social media places where you can connect with her in the future when she gets that up and going. And I really strongly encourage you to connect with her. I love the fact that we reconnected, and I'm doing some, taking some of the things that she has introduced me to, and I definitely look forward to doing more with her in the future. So stay connected with Alex as you go move forward in your business. All right, so that brings us to the end. Real quick, I do want to remind everyone, reach out and join us. If you're a female entrepreneur who would like to join our amazing group of ladies so that you can meet and you can network and you can rub shoulders with women just like Alex, then, or maybe you want to be featured on the Women Entrepreneurs Show. Maybe you have a business, you have wisdom that you would like to share on our program, then reach out and send me an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Now that's all plural. So women entrepreneurs with an S, extraordinaire.com. Shoot me an email and put what you are interested in that subject box so we can answer accordingly. If you want to be a guest, if you want to join our group, if you want a one-to-one consultation, we can set up an appointment for that, just to kind of give you direction in your business or give you clarity in your business. Either I can do that or we can connect you with amazing coaches like Alex. If you want to, we also have the incredible Women Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. I am so excited about this. We had launched it this year. We are bringing in women onto this program. If you have a dynamic idea for a podcast show and you just don't know where to start, put podcast in that subject box, shoot me an email, and I will get you more information on it. All right, so do that. Join our Facebook group to stay connected on everything, as well as to share your gems of your business and wisdom on Facebook. The page is Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. So facebook.com/ Women Entrepreneurs, all plural, Extraordinaire. Or if you wanted, and that has a link to the group. So that's the easiest way to find the group. Or I have the link for the group, which is also Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. The link for both the page, the email, the group is all on the show page for today, as well as where you can, the email for Alex, our guest today. I also put up there for this show, because Alex will be there next week. I also put up on this show the links for the upcoming meetup or the networking event next Tuesday. All right. Okay. I am going to leave it at that. I'm not going to talk much more because we're out of time. I want to thank you everyone for taking this time to be with Alex and I this morning. I know your time is precious, and I am honored that you have taken the time either to listen to us live on this beautiful Wednesday morning, this snowy Wednesday morning up in our neck of the woods, or if you are listening as a podcast download in the future. I am honored that you have taken that time and spent it with us. And until next week, until the next podcast comes out or we do the next live radio show, I want to have everyone just simply enjoy every moment. We'll be right back.